Hooksett parent and school board candidate John Liskars wants to create multiple contracts with neighboring high schools, including Manchester.
Similar to the way you apply for college, though. You apply to multiple colleges, then you are either accepted or rejected. So we'd be doing the same thing, except instead of at a college level, we'd be doing it at a high school level.
Liskars even plans to work with UNH to create a new database. He says that it will simplify the process by keeping track of where their students are attending and streamlining the application process. Jen Legere is the other candidate for the school board seat. She wants to see Hooksett sign an exclusive contract with Pinkerton Academy in Derry, the only school in the area that has the capacity for all their high school age kids. But she says Hooksett parents will still have access to the so-called JCB process that allows parents to send their kids to different public schools provided they pay any difference in tuition. Liskars hasn't called for doing away with it, but he calls this process discriminatory because of the cost for certain highly sought-after schools. Legere disagrees.
I feel that the JCB policy that Hooksett has in place is a gift to parents.
Hooksett and Manchester are embroiled in a legal debate due to what Hooksett calls inadequate education caused by oversized classrooms and insufficient resources. Hooksett residents will also be voting on whether to add 2 seats to the school board next year. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.